Now, we've been speaking early on, and you heard Ijaz speak about it as well, Abdul Alim Attar, this Syrian refugee who fled to Lebanon, 33 years old, found it very difficult. He was selling pens on the street corners to try and really make some money to bring up his children, until somebody took a photo, and it became very popular on the internet. It went viral, and then a Norway-based developer who runs a website that monitors news events in conflict areas saw the picture, verified it, and then initiated a campaign to try and collect money to assist Abdul Halim, and he's doing very well as a result. Now, we welcome this website developer and senior consultant living in Oslo, Norway, Gisur Simonassen, onto the program this morning. Gisur, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. Good day and welcome.
Thanks so much. Appreciate being here.
Now, the last time you were on Radio Islam, it was in August this year, and the story had just gone viral. Tell us about what has happened in the last few months.
Yeah, so it's been a lot of work. You know, we raised a lot more money than I expected. And, it added a lot more complications to the whole story. Me personally, I wasn't expecting this to be so big. But then I learned a lot about, you know, what it means to be a refugee in Lebanon. And basically, you know, Abdul has no rights there. You know, he's not allowed to set up a bank account. He's not allowed to buy his own business. He's not allowed to be employed anywhere. So we had to kind of think quickly and try to figure out a way to get him the money. So that's kind of what we've been doing now for the past few months is, you know, a large chunk of the money got to him fairly easily. But then we also have, around $75,000 now in PayPal accounts. And that's been very difficult to get to him. But we are now actually talking to PayPal and, getting their help and getting the rest of the money to him. So, you know, it's been a learning experience for me as well.
Do you think there's anything in particular about that picture that grabbed people's attention? Because there may be many wondering that, there are millions of refugees and pictures do, you know, circulate on the internet from time to time. Why would people particularly interested in this story?
Yeah, that's a good question. For me personally, I'm a father. I have a five-year-old son. And I'm actually 32 myself, the picture spoke to me personally in many ways. But I think, in general, I think, seeing a father with his daughter on his shoulder like that and, the way he was holding the pens, it kind of looked like this was all they had in this world. And it really makes people want to help. You know, it looks like a very desperate situation. So I think that was kind of a big part of it, seeing a father with his daughter like that in a desperate situation makes people want to act.
He's now got three businesses, we understand, so it's really helped him, and he's now able to help others by employing them.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's kind of gone a lot better than I would have ever hoped. You know, I was hoping that perhaps we could, give him the money, maybe set up some kind of, foundation maybe in his name. But it's gone really well. You know, he's been able to set up his own business. Hire other Syrian refugees. So, he's hired 16 other Syrian refugees. It's amazing. I'm really happy to see how it's gone.
What about the problems with PayPal? They don't want to hand over the money, I understand.
Well, it's not that they don't want to hand it over. It's, PayPal is banned in Lebanon because of, terrorist funding problems. So PayPal kind of had to shut down their doors in Lebanon. So we have had to basically move the money to another aid organization in Dubai. And the problem there is that he's only the person that we gave the money to there is only able to take out $500 a month. So that's going to, take years to get $75,000 out of there. We just got in contact with PayPal this week, and we're hoping that they can help us, try to, get the money to Abdul as quickly as possible.
Are you in regular contact with Abdul Halim?
Not me personally. I don't speak Arabic, and he doesn't speak English, so we're not able to communicate one-to-one. But I have, Carol Malouf, who has been doing all the work on the ground. She's in regular contact with Abdul and sends me updates and lets me know how things are going.
How is this motivated you? Are you thinking of similar initiatives to assist other people?
Well, like you said, I'm a web developer and I run a small news site on the side. So, and I just had a new kid myself as well. So I'm fairly busy these days. So, you know, I don't think I'll be doing anything like this, at least not anytime soon, but perhaps in the future. But right now, I have a lot of other things going on.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time this morning and for sharing the experiences with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. That was Isur Simon Austin. He's a web developer, a senior consultant living in Oslo. This is a remarkable story, a real good story for 2015, you know, a good news story. This Abdul Halim Attar, a 33-year-old Syrian refugee, comes with his family to Lebanon. His wife can't take it. She goes back to Syria. He feels no, as much as they're struggling in Lebanon, there's a better, prospect for the future of his children. He stands on street corners selling pens with his daughter on his shoulder. Somebody takes a picture and it circulates on the internet. This gentleman is sitting in Norway. He looks at this picture. It touches him. He's a parent himself. He decides to start a campaign to collect money. And boy, did they collect money. They collected quite a bit because his website has about 100,000 followers. And the initial goal was to collect $5,000. And then they collected that much within 30 minutes. Within a couple of hours, it was $15,000. And then within the 15-day period, they had raised $188,685 from about 7,000 contributors across the world. And, some of that donations, a percentage of that has reached him already. The problem is with those who contributed via PayPal. So about 90,000 is received, and the rest, because PayPal does not operate in Lebanon, as you heard there, then they moved it to somebody in Dubai, but then PayPal says you only can take out $500 a month. So it'll take forever to get out that $70,000 that perhaps they need to get out, and they're trying to solve that and resolve that. They have a picture of him standing outside his three businesses now. He's got a bakery, he's got a restaurant, and he's got another shop, and he's employing people to try and make a living. You know, he's calling it Attar Restaurant and Attar Bakery. That you know, the kind where you see with the shawarma and all that, very famous in the Middle East. Amazing how a person's fortunes just turn for the better overnight. One initiative by one person using the internet, and subhanAllah, this is how these things develop. Obviously, there are many, many more Abdul Halim Attars, and they are suffering, and not all of them get a break in this particular way. But it's a good news story nonetheless, and we should celebrate good news when we come across it.